You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Teplica Rav, he was once Rav Yashuv, and Rav Shlomo Zalman learned by him the ways of how to paskin halacha. And he was a merdik, going and learning. My wife Zayda saw him. He said he knew Mishnah Melech word for word bal peh, every Mishnah Melech. He was an amazing person. And he was a kanoi. He was a Rav in Beis Yisrael. But he used to always go to Rav Herzog to talk and learning. Many Gdolim used to go to Rav Herzog. And the Kanoim started up with, what are you going to Rav Herzog, Rav Rashi, and this and that. So he said, he answered one kasha. Nobody answered.
Really?
Nobody. He was like a big genius. So he said, which kasha? Hesef Menalem. He says, I came from Russia, nothing. Everybody was, came to speak to the Teplica Rav, He was the only one who thought, I need a job, I need money, I need to support my family. This Shabbos is going to be Shabbos together with Rish Chodesh. We know that Lasa of Lava, Rish Chodesh, that we're going to read off there, is going to become a Yom Tov. Become a Yom Tov, a real Yom Tov, like it was supposed to be, if not for the Chet HaEgel. And we'll be Zaycha to have another Yom Tov. But what are we looking for? So just Mesa Mashiach. The Rambam tells us, Loinus Avu Panevim, the whole Nevua, the whole yearning and the desire of the Nevim, Chachamim Yashiach, Loin Kedeshi Yishu to Al Kol Oilam, not in order to control the world, but Loin Kedeshi Yidu Bagoyim, they should go ahead and conquer them, Velo Kedeshi Yisnu, She Nosu Oisa on them, they should raise us, we should be honored, Velo Kedeshi Lecho, Velishalis, Velismach, not to just enjoy the luxuries of life that unfortunately today's door understands. One thing, Mashiach Sabbat, Kadeshia Pnuyin, Betera Vechokmosa. Veloya Bem Negish, Mavata Kadeshia Yisku, Lechaye, Oilam Abba. So the Rambam puts in Kadeshia Yisku, Lechaye, Oilam Abba. The real Chaye, Oilam Abba is when you're able to learn, when you realize that you'll, in the grace of Mashiach, be as man to learn. The Maral explains to us that there's something called a Yom Tov and there's something called a Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Yom Tov, he says, is different. Yom Tov is, the Maral's Mechadish, that it's Me'ein Yemaisa Mashiach. That's where you find the Gemara, Erev Tavshilin, Yom Tov Meifin, Chol Meifin L'Shabbos, Ve'ein Yom Tov Meifin L'Shabbos. So Maral learns, Pshat in the Gemara, they're meaning up here, a different level, of course. He said, a dark way, he says, Choyl is Meichem L'Shabbos. In this world, you can prepare yourself. You have to learn. You're not going to learn Yemais HaMashiach. It's only from this world you have that taiva and that desire and that yearning to want to learn and learn. Once you learn, then we'll be able to grow in Yemais HaMashiach. But if you don't learn in this world, it's not going to be possible. You're not going to be able to learn Yemais HaMashiach. So as I came up the stairs, I noticed, Yom Iyun upstairs, Baruch Shem Yerov is a person, he learns in Koyal in the afternoon, and he's a person always, whenever we used to see him always when he's off, I see him at Beis Medrash, Kenayin Hara, and that's what he wants, and Kenayin Hara, it's a beautiful kihila, the focal point is on learning Torah. So you should be matzliach in that. I'm going to do one kasha today, that's it, and just to understand the kasha, we have to learn two gemaras. This Shabbos is, like we said, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Now, we know that Rosh Chodesh, we say what's called a half a halal. That's a minig that evolved in Bavel, to whatever it is. You see that Rabbi Iklu, he came to a place where they said it, he didn't even know it was. Shmamina minig, I was saying, beyadehim. It's a minig. And that's why the Sfaradim, I don't know if there's Sfaradim here, the Sfaradim don't make a bracha on halal because they hold that you don't make a bracha on a minig. That's the Rambam's Shita. And therefore, it's what's called Medalga de Lugin, what we call a halba halal, chatzi halal. You say part of a halal, right? We do make a bracha like Taisis, but whatever it is, that's not the chiyuv, original chiyuv of the Nevi'im, that the Nevi'im were mesakin to say halal on certain days. When were they mesakin it? So that the Gemara in Eruchim, let's take a look at that. The Amar Yefin Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yotzedek, Shmoina Se Yomim She Yachid Goyme Behen, as a halal. 18 days we say a full halal. Why it says yachid, that's already a different question. Taisa, we shouldn't go into that. But there are 18 days we say a full halal. What are those 18 days? Shmoyni Yemei Chag. Chag in the Lashon Mishnah always means Sukkos. The Tosfos Yom Tov explained that they used to rejoice, dance around. It's called a Chinga of Chag. Shmoyni Yemei Chanukah, that's 16. Yom Tov Risha Shepesach, only the first day of Pesach, like we know. The Yom Tov Risha, it should be Yom Tov, it's a mistake. Shalatzaris, Yom Tov Shalatzaris. Oh, I see, came out backwards. The Rishon is a mistake. Yom Tov, it says in our Gemaras, but it's with parentheses, the parentheses are backwards. Yom Tov Shalatzaris. So that's 18 days. Ubegoyla, you add each day. So that's for each Yom Tov, you add one day. So it becomes 9, Tishri Yemei Chag, Shmoyni Yemei Chanukah, which is the Kasha of Rishonim already. How come you don't have 9 days on Chanukah? When Chaschenach Tainas, there will be. When the Mashiach comes, there'll be 9 days of Chanukah. He says that we won't be able to tell. Now we have a calendar, but then how are they going to get the messages from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, to know when Rosh Chodesh is? The question on Minchas Chinuch would be why it says only 8 days, not 9. It's only 8, forget. It's a Chodesh. Anyway, so those are the days. Now, just by the way, we all know that on Pesach, we only say a full halal the first day. That we say Chatzli halal the rest of the days is not a Gemara. It's a Rambam, Rabbeinu Chananel, that seems to say it's not worse than Rosh Chodesh. Just like Rosh Chodesh, you say a half halal, so too you say on the rest of Pesach. But you only say it the first day. So Gemara, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Shem, Rabbi Shimon Yitzchadik. Now the Gemara asks, Mefrek the Gemara, Maishna b'chag da'amri da'rinin kol yoyma, u'maishna b'pesach da'lamrinin kol yoyma. Why do we say every day of Sukkot? We don't say on Pesach every day. We only say one day, the first day. So Gemara answers, the chag chalukim b'korbanei seyin. The Pesach ain't chalukim b'korbanei seyin. In other words, what the characteristic of a day that you say halal is a day that has a unique korban. Korban musaf. Korban musaf makes it a unique day. That's the raya. And memela, Sukkos, every day is a different korban. We know it's mismatin v'ayolchin the korbanos. And Pesach, same day. Just like you say Shechiyon once on Yom Tov, that's it. In fact, there's a Reb Chaim once at Taina that if you forgot to say on Yom Tov Rishon on Pesach, could be you could say it Chol HaMoed also. But that's a different shmuz. It's a din in the Yom Tov. But Shechiyon is a din to say the Yom Tov. Like Rashi said, Shivas Yomim, Shteina Shul Yomim, SEPT, whatever it would be the rest of days, right? 7 days. So you're making it one day and you make a Shechiyon. So 2 halal, you say Masha'enke and Pesach. Masha'enke and Sukkos, being that each day has different kabbanas, each day has a din of a separate carbon. Each day is a different different Yom Tov, I'm sorry. Because each one has a unique carbon, it becomes Yom Tov. The uniqueness of the carbon makes it the Chayv Halal. That's the basic Yisoid that says in the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, Shabbos, the Chalukah b'Korban HaSeil Lema. So why don't we say on Shabbos Halal? Halal, there's Musaf, so we should say then. Now, Lo Ikri Moyed. So Gemara says it's not called a Moyed. And later on we see a Pasuk that's Mashvid has to be a Moyed in order to be Chayv Halal. So Shabbos might have the Chalukah b'Korban HaSeil, but there's another fact that it's needed, and that's called a Moyed. Rosh Chodesh, the Ikri Moyed Lema, Rosh Chodesh, Frek the Gemara, it's called a Moyed. Why do we say we're going to say an Eicha, Karolai Moyed? The Navi calls it Moyed, and has a Karbeh, so we should say Halal, meaning a full Halal. Where it says you need a third factor, what's that? Lo Ikdish Basias Melacha. Diksiv Hashir Yelachem in Yeshaya, when he talks about how there'll be a Geula, Hashir Yelachem, you'll sing a song, you'll sing a Kelel Hiskadish Chag. But the night you went out of Mitzrayim, it has to be Hiskadish Chag. There has to be a Chag and it has to be Osu B'malacha. Leilam B'kudish L'chag Ton Shira, Shein B'kudish L'chag Ein Ton Shira. Which, of course, the question is, if your old Chol HaMoed is the Rabbanin, the Keren Ohr is Kasha, so why is Chol HaMoed Chayav? It's not Osu B'malacha. Ikdish Basis B'malacha. Okay, that's again Chanukah is the Gemara was kasher. The Gemara asked that, but right, I didn't put that in because it wasn't a gap, but I figured somebody would ask it, and he asked it. The Gemara says Chanukah, no, who remembers? Nes. So the people for Pesach comes to my Sunday share here this many times. It's because of the Nes. The Nes that happened. The Gemara says there's a chiv also in Nes. In other words, where the Gemara says in Psachim, Nevim Shabem Tikno, Ko Perk Perk, Bal Kol Tzara Shalot Tobo Lein Venigalu. So what it means, Rashi says, Rashbam says, Kegoin Chanukah. Kegoin Chanukah, right? That's all Shaila. Can you be make new Yom of Tovim to make Halal if there's a Nes that happened? Why not Purim? That's also the Gemara's kash. So Gemara has three turuts. So Gemara, one of the turuts, turutsim is what? That kriyasa zuilu. That's the third Gemara's turuts. The Rashiva Zatzar of Hutna used to say the pshat is not, it's in place of halal. The pshat is, that's the type of halal. A halal nistar. In other words, halal is talking about all kinds of nisim. And Purim, you don't see the nisim. For the nistar. So that kriyasa zuilu. What is a nafkamina? Afkamina is why the poiskim don't paskim like the Miri says. If you don't have a Megillah, you taka say halal. But the poiskim don't, another poiskim, and Bikkur Yosef brings it, but no one paskins that way. So that's how I explained that sheet. But anyway, just the Gaber and us, it's true, that's the, there are three factors. It has to be a Yom Tov, a Chag, a Moyed. It has to be a day that's Chalukah B'Korban Nisei and B'Sofin and so forth. Except from a Turban Nisim, that's a different category. And it has to be called a Moyed, and has to be, you know, Moyed, Korban Hasein, and Malacha. Those are three things. So, Rosh Chodesh doesn't have that. Shabbos doesn't have. So, what if I would ask your Kasha, so this Shabbos, where it's Asuba Malacha because it's Shabbos, and it's Rosh Chodesh, it's called a Moyed, why don't you say Halal? If somebody would ask you such a Kasha, what would you say to that?
You say a half hour without a whole hour.
That's what I'm asking. Why don't you say a whole hour? But to get, now you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. I'm going to explain. I'm asking you, this Shabbos, coming Shabbos, is a moyed because of Rosh Chodesh, and it's also malacha because of Shabbos. What's not? So say to this, say to the
what? That's a change of the bad. Be with you.
Well, I'm an author of a book articulated much better. Go ahead.
Well, the most important question, that the Musa has a character of Yom Tov, the Musa.
Okay. Right. That's a good point. When I was a teenager, I heard in Camp Morris, he asked, how come all of a sudden Musa of Shabbos with Kredish is a totally different Musa? Okay, but that's simply. No, but let's answer the question first, Michael.
Yes, good.
Okay, that's asking questions. So good. But the yid, yes, canada cough. So you're basically saying, that's what you're really saying is, you can't, two things can't create a new entity. It's this and it's that. You need an entity called Asuba Malacha and Amoyed, and you don't have that entity. That's the Poshita Terence. So let's look at another Gemara, right? Well, first in tradition, we understand the Gemara. There's a machoikis, review the holes, there's a diltash bisu. You have to destroy your chametz, right? Or be free of your chametz. Rabbanan hold that the hashbasasa b'chol dover. That means there at Pesach, whatever time that is, you take your chametz and you destroy it. You destroy it, you throw it into the ocean, you flush it down a bowl, and so forth and so on. Rabbi Yehuda says, ain bir chametz el esreipa. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda. So where does Rabbi Yehuda get ain bir chametz esreipa? So that's the shark of retire here in the Brice. So let's take a look. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Ain bir chametz el esreipa. Vadin Noisen. It says a kavachimer. Noisa, right? If you have a noisa, a carbon that was left over. So the din is that has to be burnt. Vaishas Rofa, it says you have to burn. There's a mitzvah to burn noisa, mitzvah to say. Uman noisa, she'ein no bebali rabbani matzah. It's not going to have bali rabbani matzah. Right? Ton sreifa, chomitz. Yeshnoi. Bebali rabbani matzah. Lo kol shkein sheton sreifa. So chametz has bali rav, so it should be straight. Amru loy, now this is a shver svara, but we'll just go through the Gemara. Amru loy, so chametz answered him, called din, any kabuchayma called a din, as we know, ain oishin min adin, right? It means it's logic, but as we know, it has to be the logic of the chachamim, it's not our logic. Many times, so in fact, as you probably all know, Ein Oinshim in Adin, one of the reasons there's Ein Oinshim in Adin is present the Sma, because our logic might be faulty, not necessarily true. You can't give a punishment based on human logic. In Sefer Koibitz, it says that the Gemara says that Ein Mamidim, someone who be on Sanhedrin, unless he can be Matar Sheretz in Kuf Nun Tam. He has 150 ways to be Matar Sheretz, and we know it's Stus, it can't be. So Taisi Asakasha, Malanu Ula Pilpul Shop. What do we need this Pilpul? It's ridiculous. He's come up with a Gemara gives an example. 150 ways that, but the mice is, the Torah is not the way. So the Sefer Koibitz, Talmud of the Nebu, says in Merch Dikvah, he said the Dayan is the one that's enhanced to punish someone. He says, you Dayan, you realize when they gave you an entrance exam, right, to become a Dayan, you were Matar Sheretz 150 ways. Beautiful. All kinds of tremendous intellectual prowess they used. But you know it's not true. So before you kill a person, make sure your logic is correct. Don't just be semifinal. See that it's based on the Torah. But anyway, so they told him like this. Kol din shadan tchilosa lahachmir v'sofer lahakel. A kavachayim is a chumra, right? It comes out. And, but the end of a kula, and we're using it in certain places, ain't a din. Why? Because you're telling me now, if you have chametz, you have to get rid of it. Lo matza eitzim l'sarpet ye yeshuv a bottle. He'll sit there not being mekayim the mitzvah. Why? He has no fire. He has no matches. So, but Tayram Tashbisu, Tashbisu, the basis is something, I guess, the computer. Tash, maybe tells us what the pasuk is. Tashbisu sa'ar mebaseichem. B'kol davar sheyochel shbisu. So they didn't like this kal v'chomer. Chozer b'yuda v'danu dinach. So now he uses a memetzino, which is different. Noiser asu b'achila, chametz asu b'achila. Ma noiser b'sreifa, af chametz b'sreifa. Just like noiser as a din sreifa, so too chametz sreifa. I'm a lord. Nevela tafir. If you tell me that something that's asu b'achila has to be burnt, nevela, it's not true. The Torah says, you sell it. You give it to a ger taishu. Right? The ger asher b'shurech d'ben, m'chor l'nachri, shasur b'achila, b'ein atalin sreifa. Amalein hefresh. There's a difference. Noise is also bachila ubano. Nevel is not also bano. Nevel is mut bano. Chometz also bachila bano. Man noise tonsway a chometz tonsway. Amuloi shor haniskul yochiach. Shor haniskul is also bachila ubano. Ve'ena tonsway. And Toysa says, how do we know that? Maybe he does. But he proves that it doesn't. In other words, they're asking, if you tell me anything that's also b'achil b'ano has to be burnt, so shoranisko, a behema that killed a yid, so the din is you cycle the behema, and the din is that says that the Gemara learns out from Pesukim that it's also balashon naki minachos. It doesn't belong to him anymore. It's also b'ano. Can't do anything with it anymore. So you see, even though it's also b'achil b'ano, it's not tonsway. Amal and no, there's still a difference. Noiser also bachila behana ba'anushkar. It says three things about it, right? Three things: achila, hana, and kares. If you eat noiser, you have kares. Bechametz also bachila ba'ana ba'anushkar, right? So it said man noiser b'sreifa, bechametz b'sreifa. In other words, the short niskel only has two factors. It's also b'achil b'asana, but there's no karis. You're not chayv karis, chayv malkus if you eat shorniskel, right? It's also b'ana. But chametz has three factors, just like noisa. But shorniskel not. So Amru Loi, listen to the last thing. Chelboi shol shorniskel yochiyah. Chelev of shorniskel will prove. In other words, chelev of a behem is also b'achila. It's chayv karis. So the Gemara say, Chalba Shasharniskul Yachiach, this is what Rabbanan answered, Sha'asu Bachila Be'ana Ba'anash Karas Ve'ain Ton Sveit. So here you have something that has three factors, Achila, Hana, and it's Ton Karas, and it doesn't need Sveitfa. In fact, Avinezer, let's take a look at Avinezer, where he says the Kasha. Hine Yesh Lavi Dugma Ba'ada Erechin, he talks about these type of things. V'loy b'Shabbos mishum doikem moed. V'kosha the Rish Chodesh achal b'Shabbos leima al kocha the kedusha Shabbos lechut the kedusha Rish Chodesh lechut. It's two separate things. It doesn't create a new entity. Ach koshali mipsachim chav zayin amu loy chel b'shashar nizgiyachir sha'asa b'achila u'ba'ana v'anash karis v'ein aton tzveifa. You're taking two different chepetz and you're making it to one chepetz. Chelav shashar niskel. Right? You're saying the three factors you need in order to have sreifa like nicer come from two different places. So why is it different than Rish Chodesh and Aul? And if you see the Rabbanan hold that you take those two things and put them together, say the same thing with Rish Chodesh Chal v'Shabbos. That's the Avnei Nezer's kasha. That's one second. What? What?
The stillness of Akiva.
But the Issacharis, but not Hana. The Hana comes because of Shar Nisko.
What? One sure.
Right? You're saying it comes as, even though it's two, I mean, even if it's hard to hear such a Svara, Rav Heshi doesn't like it. And besides that, a Shar Nisko, you're right, doesn't have yet in the, if he's a shore, you're right. But as we all know, it doesn't have to be a shore. It could be a bird. It could be a chaya. Love dafka. Okay. It's a chilik, but.
And
he's saying is, you see from this Gemara.
Here are a lot of shoes. The Bansi is the parents called.
Probably the Yish. No, but. Oh. Yeah, but why is it a.
Are in thesis in which there is swapping. There is there hanaf?
Right, but it comes from different. But
the Hilary Plater, all instances of Karis hanaf, Karis hanaf, Thiba, do not have Sophia Sreba. That's all we need for Absolute Buddha. And verses here to talk about God, again, it's not a God, whether it's Rosh Kodesh. Or whether the Shamas, it's still not a, and it's or it's so as and.
We'll let everybody else to agree with them, rather. Hello? He's finding that it's just a pircha. A pircha can make a kick. It's still mash with it's some, I mean, if I was a Behuda, and could be that's where Behuda held it, it's two different things. So.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
So let's learn one more Gemara, if you don't know, okay? The actual kasha itself that you don't like, you say kapeka, Rabbi Chanan asked, as we're seeing, Kaibit Shiurim over there, Chalba Shashar Nizke Kishas Machiba Nov Anishka, Beng Ton Seh, Kasha, Deng Zeh Yachiyach, the Chalba, so it seems to disagree with you, the Chalba Shashar Nizke, Murkab, right, it's a synthesis, it's mixed, Mishnei Surin, Nifratan, two sides. Shekol Echemen ain't a ton sweifa. The Chaylev ain't a ton sweifa. Nation Wutabana. Vashar Nizkal ain't a ton sweifa. Nay. Shame Bakarts. So Kivin Mishum Kolecha Befnei Atzmoy. Ain't deal a sweifa. Name Yachad Nami. Why should it be Chayb sweifa? Right, so Pesach said, yeah, but there's always a Chaylev of Shar Nizkal. That's true. That's a chilek. Right? In a shard, there's always a chayb. So maybe there. Let's look at this Gemara. Let's first introduce. We notice it then, Tadir She'ena Tadir. Right? Tadir She'ena Tadir. Right? What does that mean? Let's say, you have an example. We'll just make it that more, what? Talis and Tefillin. Really? You sure? I'd rather agree with Abba. Huh? What? We what's that? Before we get to what to read, do you agree that it's Tadir? Why is it more taught there?
Not that the part, no, so the starting required draft.
I'm shy, no. Is that the reason? You put on towels first. So that the Bishanim say already, not that, that's not a reason why. But, okay, probably, but that's. Some Bamitsu boys don't live as long as others. You know, it doesn't. What? It's day and night. That's what he's saying. Day and. What fill it? So you mean fill it as six times six, 24. If it's no good, if it's not no good night time, then It's a machlokes, right? Okay. So Michael is saying maybe it's because it's 24 hours. So it's 6 times 24 is greater than 7 times 12. But the Rambam sheet is, you are chayv tzitzis night. That's when we are tzitzis at night. We don't make a bracha. So, no, the Rishonim say it's not called tadeh because it's called matsui. Tadeh means something that you're mechuyev to do. In other words, if you're mechuyev to do it, something that happens to do more. If you tell, in the old days, my parents washed probably 3 times a day. Europeans, because they probably didn't have food in Europe, every day used to eat bread. My parents always washed, right? Since I got married, the Rebbetzin made sure, that's it. Once a day, maybe, and that's it, right? But they used to eat. So that means Birkas HaMazon is more tadeh? No. Because you're only mechuyev Birkas HaMazon 2-3 times a week with Shabbos. So that's what's called the Gemara Matsui. Something that happened to be talis, you don't have to wear talis. You can not have full course. Vilna, you have to wear. So Rishayim says different svaras, like, and there are Rishayim that say put on tefillin. I know people do. Rav Rabbadi's a Zayin Kazot puts on tefillin before he puts on the talis because of that. The Rishayim hold that way. But basically what Pesach said, you look in the Mishabur, he has different reasons, which hard to understand where they come from, but that's what he said. But let's use a different, this is make it more realistic. Well, you're in shul, and you realize, oh, I have to go to Kiddush. And over there, they daven earlier than you. So you run to the Kiddush, after Kriya Satira, you go home, you eat, and this, and don't come to Mincha, so you say, oh, I didn't daven Musaf. So what do you do first? So Gemara says, now you got to daven, and you daven Mincha before Musaf, even though Musaf is before, but Todeh Sheinu Todeh Koidim. That's an example. We don't do it at Sibra. That's why many shuls that finish late are Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even though it's after. But at Sibra, the Rambam says you don't do it because it shouldn't look like a mudless dach, like something unusual. But that's the din of Todeh Sheinu Todeh. I want to ask Gustav a question. What happens if all of a sudden you realized it's 5 minutes before Shkia, it's a few minutes before Shkia, and you didn't daven Musaf or Mincha? Which would you daven? So, Baruch Hashem, we have Bnei Torah, because usually when I give this question to Baal Batim, they say, why can't you daven both in 2 minutes? I mean, what's the big deal?
So,
you realize sometimes davening takes a little longer, right? This is Rabbi Kivega's Shaila. So what would you say? No, let's... So Rabbi Kivega says, because Musaf, the din is you can't do Tashlum without Musaf. Mincha you could. So then you daven Musaf, not Mincha. He goes into Todeh Sheinu Todeh. Does Todeh Sheinu Todeh push away a mitzvah? Is it just Kedima? But that's the din of Todeh Sheinu Todeh. Then you have another Shaila, then another din in the Gemara, Mishnah. This is a Mishnah. Kol ha-todeh mechavera, koidim mechavera. And the Mishnah Zvachim says, kol ha-mekudesh mechavera. Right? You have a carbon that's more kodesh. Ha-oilu more than achat, achat is more shalom, and so forth. Right? So mekudesh comes first. So now the Gemara has a shayla. Iboilahu todeh u-mekudesh. You have two mitzvahs. One is todeh, and one is mekudesh. Legabe us, you know where it's negeya? Also, not here so much, I imagine. But, the way Reb Tulli was telling me, I have to be in time I had a bris today. So I have to be here on time. I realize we had a punklich, right? Nobody comes late. So there's a shayla in the achrayinim. What happens if you come late to shul and they're up to musaf? Should you daven musaf with the tzibur, a kodesh, or should you daven shakris by yourself, tadir? This is where the shayla comes out. That's a shatadim akudish. When Parsham did other cases, this is it. Let's use an example. We said before what tadir is, what you talk about with the talis. The Gemara says that the reason we make Beis Hillel yayin and then kiddish, not like Beis Shammai, who says kiddish and then yayin, is because tadir she'ein tadir. What makes it tadir? Yayin makes more tadir because you make more times yayin, not because in those days they used to drink a lot. But the pshat is, on Shabbos, you have to make 2 times. But Kiddush, you only make, meaning Kiddush, the Nusach of Kiddush, only once. So let's lead a Gemara here, okay? You want to take a look? Ibailahu. Tade Makudish Azaman Kaidim. Tade Kaidim Misham Tade Adum Kodish Kod Makadish. Toshma. So it says in the Mishnah. Tmidin Kaidim Asafim, right? Shabbos, you have the Tamid before the Musaf. Va'afagab the Musafin Kadishi. Before you look very bad, what would you say? Which is more Kaddish? Rish Chodesh or Shabbos? What would you say? Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Tmidin Kaidim Musafin. Afagab the Musafin Kadishi. Musafin is more Kaddish. Musafin is a special carbon. So how, why do we bring the carbon to Shachar before the Musaf? Right? This is for the Gemara. So Gemara said, no, you know what the reason is? Otu Shabbos the Musafin Ahane the Tmidin Loyahane. Is Shabbos, the Kedusha Shabbos, right? The Musaf, that makes him more Kodesh to Shabbos, it only helps the Gabi Musaf. It also helps the Gabi Tmidin. In other words, the Tamid on Shabbos is a Mekudesh Dika Tamid because it's on Shabbos, even though it just happened to fall out on Shabbos. Right? It'll just happen to fall out. We're not... Oh, so the difference is because every Shabbos, you have a Tamid Shal Shabbos. They would say, there's something called, similar to maybe what the Pesach was saying, you have to have it. It's there. It's a Tamid Shal Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, Toshma, you have Musaf this Shabbos, right? They have two Musafim. Toshma, Musafir Shabbos, Koidmin, the Musafir Rosh Chodesh. And Rashi explains Rosh Chodesh is more Kaddish than Shabbos. So he says, Rosh Chodesh is more Kaddish than Shabbos, Pele de Gazach, as a Kedusha. And the sheet over there says, because of it's the Karbanis is Machaper on more Shabbos, you bring a Karbanis. This is Machaper on Tumas Mikdash and so forth. Pele de Gazach. Whatever that the Gemara says. So here, with Michael, right, it just happened to fall out. So the Gemara, Otu Rosh Chodesh Musafin Didei Ahani, the Musafir Shabbos Lahani. In other words, the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh also goes on the Shabbos Dika Karbin. Also a similar type of which needs a Hezbo. How do you have the two things coming together? Okay, so maybe you would trying to say that. Let's talk about that second. So let's go back to the original for the Abinazeth Kasha. I think the terms is very simple. The din of Hallel is a din that has to be on a certain type of day. You don't have that day. The day does not change because you have Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, meaning the Mechayev is either Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, and both are not Mechayev. The din of Asabana is not because of the chayfits, it's because you have over here something that has on it chumris. There are certain chumris on it. What are those chumris? It's Asabachilabana and it's chayf kares. Those three factors make it that you have to burn something. In other words, the burning is not, there's a chiv on a chayfits called this chayfits needs reifa and this chayfits doesn't need reifa. The reason Nisa needs Sreifa, what he's learning out, that Nisa needs Sreifa, the Nisa needs Sreifa because the Nisa has certain qualities about it that we see the Torah wanted to be burnt. Not the pshat is Nisa needs Sreifa. Shabbos does not need a halal. Shabbos is not a Kedusha Yom, then a Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have the Kedusha Sayyim of Chayav and Halal. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, to what Bobby was saying, is like, is the pshat is, it's not a different type of day. It's the same day, right? There's a day Rosh Chodesh, a day this. That's what it is. We'll talk about a second with the Gemara and Zvachim. Masha'en kein lega, so that, it's not a day, nor is what you chayv halo for? You chayv halo because there's a certain type of day. You can't call this day a yom de ikdish b'malacha and call the moyed, because it's ikdish b'malacha for one reason, and it's for a different reason. It's called a mayid. It's not called a day that tells you that warrants a halal. But sreif is not, you take an object, as we call a chepza, and say that needs sreifa. The pshat is because there are things wrong with it, right? Asabachila, asabana, and karbis, that requires sreifa. The Torah wanted you to get rid of something that has all these chumras on it. It has all these things on it, and the mail it needs Sreifa, not the pshat, this thing called, you know, when you say something needs Sreifa, let's say quote to beauty, you don't say this needs Sreifa because it's called Nais, so this needs Sreifa because it's called Chametz. The reason it needs Sreifa is because it has these three qualities about it, meaning these three things, the Torah didn't want you to have it around because you might be over chorus, you might be a chila, or not, there's a chumra over there. So the Torah wants you to get rid of it. I think that's the simple Torah that Rabbi Nir's kash. In the Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara means to say that Avada de Yoim that we have, first of all, Michael's right, the beginning Gemara is, every Shabbos is a Tomit. So it's a Tomit Shal Shabbos. The next Gemara telling us, oh, is in the Ring of Chiddush. That even though, of course, it's called a Tomit Shal, Musaf Shal Shabbos, and this is called a Musaf Shal Chiddush, but Sof Kol Sof, the day is a more Kaddish Dika day. No one's denying that because the two comes together, it's not a more Kaddish Dika day. That more Kaddish Dika day doesn't say anything about New Chiyuvim. But as far as which goes first, you're saying this Kaddush here that's involved because it's done on Shabbos, something done on Shabbos. I once heard from Bavutna. Bavutna said that there were Yidin that they, when they wanted to do a mitzvah, Biku Chaylim, they did on Shabbos, not just because it was their more time was practical. They wanted the mitzvah to be more Kaddish, even though it's different to Gemara over there. There's a chiyuv to do, but he said that, and I found it in one of the Prima Gadol Sfarim, Prima Gadol Sefer called Scharin Shel Mitzvah. He says over there that if you do a mitzvah on Shabbos, Marhid Gazav, it's a more Kaddish Dika mitzvah because you're doing it on a day of Kedusha. The Etzim day is Makdashit. And also over here, it could be going back to davening. The din is that we daven Musaf according to Yom Tov, daven Musaf Shabbos, daven Musaf Rosh Chodesh. All of a sudden comes out Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, a whole new tefillah. So the pshat is a zoy. Why do we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? It's a Gemara. Gemara's lashon is medalgin deluge, right? You jump. Shteitin Reb Tzadik, but one of the Svarim Reb Tzadik, he says, we're jumping ahead, what's called Eira Chayzen, meaning when you get up in the morning, the sun is not out necessarily, but you see the rays of the sun. It's rays of light that have not come yet. The object has not come yet, but you see it. We have the aura of Rosh Chodesh, but we don't have the real Rosh Chodesh, meaning that Lasid Lavoi, Rosh Chodesh, like we're going to read in the Parsha, is going to become a Yom Tov. It'll become a Yom Tov. A real Yom Tov. And therefore, you have a little R of that Yom Tov called Rosh Chodesh. So it becomes in Yom Tov Dikadin, right? Reb Tzadik says also in another place, he says that they used to make Sudas by the Mashua, Sudam Apsekis by Tisha B'Av. So he says, no, let's talk about Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av Shechalias Shabbos, he says, was a Meridika Simcha. Why? Because Tisha B'Av eventually is going to become a Yom Tov, right? The Gemara says it's going to become a Yom Tov, right? Or it says from the Arizal, that Shavuos Betam is Chag LaHashem Mochar. It's going to become a Chag, right? It's going to become Yomim Tovim. Shabbos, you feel the Me'ein Lo'ilam Haba, what's going to be in the future, so you feel the R of the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av. So that's the Simcha of Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. Not just it's Mutter because there's no Avelis. It has a R of Yom Tov. So Rosh Chodesh, Reb Tzadik says also, Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos, the Pshat is because it's Me'ein Lo'ilam Haba, you feel the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, it requires a different type of tefillah. A tefillah that's more similar in a way to Yom Tov. There's a psikta. If you just turn the page for a second, see the psikta says over there, Masai Ova Be'era Pnei Lekim Apostle Tehum Amalehem Bonai, the Barnisham says, Bonai, Bo'ilam Azeh Kama Pamim Aisem Oilam B'Shana. Lo Shleisha Pamim B'Shana Kshi. Lo Shleisha Pamim Kshiagia Kates Ani Boino Aisem, means it's the base which will become bigger. Ve'ein Atem Oilam Shleisha Pamim B'Shana El Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh U'B'Chol Shabbos V'Shabbos Atem Asidem Lias Oilam Boy, which we're going to be teaching a Shabbos, Chodesh v'Chodesh Midei Shabbos v'Shabbos. They'll become Yom Tov, Nitzah Shem. I just want to leave you one shayla a little late on. We'll go through the Gemaras. We all know what's the din if you forget Yala v'Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh. So davening, you have to repeat. Yeah, Meirav for different reasons, right? What about benching? Why not? Because there's no chiyuv suda. So Taisa says, what does it mean, no chiyuv suda? I, Rosh Chodesh, is a day that you're not allowed to fast. Taisa says, most Rishayim hold that way because you have to eat pas. You have to eat bread. What? And then here, you have to eat bread. There's a chiyuv to eat what's called a suda with pas, right? Bread. And the male, essentially, we call it the Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat pas, you don't have to go back. So Gemara says, but Shabbos and Yom Tov, since you mechuyev to eat bread, for whatever reason it is, then you go back. So that's the din. So Shabbos, if one forgets to say, Ritzei, what's the din? Except Shashudas, for the reason, you go back. Rosh Chodesh, if you forget, you don't go back. What about this Shabbos? Do you have to go back if you forget Yalda V'Yavai? Vice dice, nobody ever happened to anyone. You know, the Ragged Shav used to have a shot and yumped it. We have both. What if a person benched and he forgot to say Ritzei, but he said Yalvi Yavli. And then he does it again and he says Yalvi Yavli and he forgets the Odapa. So he got this.
Tumblis al Mishveis, I mean, after
the Taisus is right. He soon stalls it to that place. But anyway, what do you say about this Shabbos? I'm asking, if you don't say Yalvi Yavli this Shabbos, what's the Shaila, Barbie? No, Barbie and I know each other over 60 years, I think.
You say, what?
Because if you don't say it, I want to know, Yalvi Yavli is Ma'akab. Do you say, what's the Shaila? Because this Shabbos, you have to eat bread. Yeah, not because, what? What? So, should I tell the other what it is without looking, give it to you, without looking at Mishnah Berurah? If you look at Mishnah Berurah, you know right away the halacha. Look in the Torah, okay, first. Kuf Pei Ches. You'll see. If it happens, look in Mishnah Berurah, but the first thing I do.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.